Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to enter into the world of the paranormal with your hosts, Sherry Peng and Jason O'Fear. Explore with us the world of ghosts, UFOs, demons, and Bigfoot. You can also call into the show at 215-383-3999 and join the discussion.
Welcome, everybody, in Internet land to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I had to adjust the volume on that intro. We were having some problems last time, and it didn't play. So, wow, that came across loud. Hope I didn't blow anybody's speakers out with that. But welcome once again to another episode of Paranormal Horizons. We have a great episode today. We're going to talk about conspiracy theory. And I know Sherry lined up our guests. So how are you doing, Sherry?
How are you? Really good. I'm hanging in there. I mean, I feel really good right now. I'm hanging in there. How about you, Jason?
Pretty good. I've been off the last 9 days, and I'm kind of getting the going back to work anxiety. So hopefully I'll survive. But I got some relaxed time and got to kick back and just basically watch movies and do nothing, which was a nice change of pace for me.
Good for you.
And
I'm
so you set up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, tell us a little bit what you got set up.
I'm excited. We're crossing paths here.
Well, there's a slight delay. That's okay.
No, maybe it's like we're both excited to talk about it. What our guests are. We have two guests tonight. Our returning guest is just—he's amazing. Being in the paranormal field for over 40 years, this guy is very well versed, from UFOs to cryptozoology, you name it. And I just love his personality. Very down to earth and very knowledgeable and yet very personable. And he's got a sidekick tonight. Her name is Maria. So we welcome both of them on the show tonight.
Yeah, and as you know, conspiracy theory is one of my kind of fortes. And my two areas of interest in the paranormal are aliens and conspiracy theory. And I wanted to mention, because I ran into a story the other day, just by happenstance, that kind of blew me away, and it kind of fits into the conspiracy theory thing. So I was surfing the internet, and I don't know the veracity of the story, how accurate it is or whatnot, but it really got me thinking. There was a execution video that was released by ISIS, and I didn't write down the details. So I don't know off the top of my head which person that was being executed that it was to be. But anyways, it was one that was broadcast across the main media. And apparently some Ukrainian hackers had hacked into somebody's secret thing or whatever, and they pulled out and they published a video of the making of this execution video. So basically, the whole execution video was done on a green screen, purportedly by the CIA, and it was all fake. And so what they did is they showed the making of this video. There was a camera off in the distance, and you see everything that's going on stage. And then they put the actual execution video side by side, and it matched perfectly the motions of the people in the video, and it really got me thinking. Now, it could be fake. If it's fake, somebody went through a lot of trouble to do it. It wasn't just like in somebody's basement. I mean, this was a production with expert lighting, a big green screen. And so it makes me wonder if some of the stuff that we're seeing on mainstream media is actually not fake or trying to spread some sort of CIA agenda. It was really trippy, but anyway, it got me thinking.
Oh, that's amazing. Wow.
Oh, can you imagine?
Anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was just weird. So you want to bring our guests in right now?
Sure.
All right. So maybe they know something about what I'm talking about. Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
Good. Welcome, Barry.
Yeah,
welcome, Maria.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're kind of excited. We heard that you're opening there. And I love it because you're already starting to talk about what we call false flags. And Maria can tell you a little bit about false flags, so can I. I'll let Maria. You heard what he was commenting about. What's your opinion of that, Maria?
It makes me mad. We have these false flags like this, and people don't understand what we mean by that. What is a false flag? A false flag is a major event that'll happen that hits the mainstream media, and it's completely fabricated and made up, but it serves a political agenda. So you take some of these shootings and things like that, they hire crisis actors, and they go through, like you'll see the same one in three separate shootings, like school shootings or bombings, like the Boston bombings and places like that, and you'll see the same person, and it's like, okay, how can you be here, there, and the other place? How do you know, you know, how can you have family that's in all of these places? And it's not. It's completely false, and it just brings attention to a political agenda.
And you're 100% right. And what, Jason, what you were seeing and what you commented on about the media is the media is, if you look at the media anymore, the stuff that is what we call news is not news anymore. They put on their own agenda by the government to support and file whatever the heck they're going to do. And people are eating it up like cereal with a big spoon. They come home, they're dumbed down. They're just all about coming home. They don't care about the neighbors anymore. They don't care about anything anymore. And they just go about their daily life, and they're eating this stuff up by the millions, you know. And the same thing with gun control. And Maria's right. It's all about a political agenda. And you know how the ISIS groups can take you off. You got these shootings that Maria mentioned. The first thing that they always come out afterwards is say, well, guess what? We need to go after the guns. We need gun control. Well, good God, all I'm saying is I am happy to be a card-carrying member of, you know, a concealed weapon. And let me tell you something. If I was in that crowd, I guarantee I'd have shot one of those people before they got a chance to shoot anybody else. And, you know, it's just one of those type of things, you know. It's crazy. But conspiracy theories go across the board. A lot of them have been proven right. There are so many of them out there. And, you know, we already have an hour, so we're going to touch on some of the ones that you would love. And if you've got one to talk about, Jason, bring it on, because we'll love to hear it. So.
There's so many that I don't even know where we begin to start. I mean, I guess we could start with some of the biggest ones. Let me ask your opinion on 9/11. Do you think it was an inside job? I know you have the World Trade Center 7 that looked like it was a controlled demolition, and with the main towers. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy things being said, like even so far as the planes were holograms, and or there was nanothermite in the buildings. And I mean, it just goes on and on.
Exactly. Well, you know, if you a great show that we used to watch back a long time ago was on True TV. It was Governor Jesse Ventura had conspiracy theories out there, and he got in so much trouble with the government all the time by asking these dumb questions and questions about this stuff. 9/11, in my estimation, and you have to know what happened on 9/10. To really get the full effect. And then 9/10, that's when, can't think of his name, Secretary of the Treasury lets out that we have lost $3 trillion that just unaccounted for. And then on the next day, it was big news, and then the next day comes 9/11. It happened to be Building 7, just happened to be where all the records and the Treasury records were. That was the last building that fell. It wasn't even close to the other two buildings. And, you know, last week we talked about Mothman, and I've actually seen a video where Mothman was flying around the darn building beforehand. So, I definitely believe that it was a scripted ordeal that took place. Unfortunately, we lost a lot of lives over that. But, you know, the bad thing about it is that these people don't care about lives. They care about an agenda that they're setting up, you know, and it goes deeper than that. What do you think, Maria?
It makes you mad when you think about what they sacrifice just so they can get the Patriot Act passed.
Right.
Now they have the right to label you a terrorist. They have the right to tap into your phones, to take away your, you know, go through your computer. They can do whatever they want to now, and this is what they wanted. And this was the only way they were going to get that passed.
And as Go ahead, Barry.
And it all relates to some of the things that they're doing currently. You know, for a long time, the government is trying to take away our rights and becoming the sort of thing. And if you look at some of the agendas, and even I think at the end of July, Obama passed another executive law about his deal with One World Order, you know? And look, they're monitoring us. They're taking care of us. I mean, they want you to be subservient to them and give up all your rights, everything else, Constitution out the window, forget about it, you know? And it is a sad fact. But unfortunately, whether it be leading liberal hearts or however it may be, they buy into this stuff, and we are just in ruins, you know. They try to take away all your rights. You can't, if you're a Christian, golly, you can't even mention God anymore. I'll let Maria go into that a little bit later. She's got a good thing on that. But, yeah, it's just terrible. And when you – yes, go ahead.
It even starts at a local level. It's not a new government level, but it even starts in the local level in our cities, in our states, when you think about it.
Well, that's all part of the Agenda 21.
Yeah, that's all part of Agenda. Yeah, exactly.
They have these cities that start pushing these ornaments that you can't fly your American flag, or you can't put out a banner that says God Bless America. It's just pathetic.
Right. And, you know, when you look at it, it's all agenda, and it even goes back to the FEMA camps. You know, for a long time, FEMA started dealing with individual police departments. You know, they go in and tell people how to react, what happens if they have a disaster in their area, what do they do, you know, and how do they move people out of their cities. Well, that's been going on for years now. You know, they start at the local government. They say, oh, we got to come in and help you with this. And then they basically force their ideas and their controls into the point where we'll all be in, you know, I doubt if Maury and I will survive it.
We're old.
The best thing about it is that people who know me and know Maria and my our close friends are going, geez, you know, I was always kind of, everything was easy going until I met Barry and Maria. The next thing I know, I think I've got helicopters coming over my house. My computer's being looked at. TV is recording, all this stuff happens. And, you know, if you're one warning that anybody out there is if you've got a camera on your computer, you need to put black tape on it so that they're not watching you. Because if you don't think they're watching you, and if you don't think it's happening, believe me, it happens. Seen it myself. So
you need black tape, not just post-it tape. You want to have black tape?
Oh, I just put black tape over my. I'm sitting here right now. My video screen is covered with black tape because I'll be danged. I've sat here too many times and watched my computer take over its own thing. I've lost several gigs of information that I've had over the years. And believe me, it makes you just think some wild things. And, you know, not that I am crazy in any way, but...
No, Lord, no.
It's just protecting your privacy.
Well, you know, and people don't want, you know, you hear one person and say this crazy stuff, and they walk away and they go, oh, my gosh, he's paranoid. No, I've seen the device outside in front of his house. I actually called the electric company because it's on a power pole. And I called them and I said, you know, there's this thing. And I sent a picture to them and I was like, what is this? You know, just explain to me why this is in front of the house and what is it, you know, what's it for? Because I don't see it anywhere else. Well, I got sent to this department and this department and that department. And then later on that evening, Bear and his wife got home, and he's got this truck sitting in his driveway. And do you want to finish that, Bear?
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't have a truck sitting in my driveway. I drove in, pulled my garage door open. I swing out to get out of the car, and here's a guy holding an antenna at the back of my garage. And I'm like going, hello, what's going on? And he was saying, well, I'm with the electric company, and, you know, at the same time, I had cable company come out, I had everybody that's got anything to do with this pole out front, and they all say, we don't know what it is, we don't, it's not ours, it's not ours. Well, this guy kept his antenna in his hand, and he comes up and says, well, all I can tell you is that it is transmitting an AM signal, and, you know, I'm with the electric company, has no ID, absolutely nothing like that. And we didn't see a truck or anything. I said, well, wait a minute. He walks around the corner of the house. And the next thing I know, by the time I get out of my car and go outside, he's gone. There's nobody else around there. The wife's going, what the heck happened? How did he get out of here? Where did he go? Never saw him anywhere else. But the device is still up there. And recently, not so long ago, I saw somebody else put up a YouTube thing about what is this device out in my house, and they're very active in what Maria and I do and some of the things we watch from the government and UFOs. And they also had the same thing. So you tell me, and... am I crazy, or is it definitely not paranoid, because I just know it's true. We've been followed. We've had all kinds of different things happen. And just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
What is the device looked at like, and where is it exactly?
It is actually on a telephone pole. Actually, if you're looking out the front door of my house, it's on the right-hand side of my property. It's pointed directly to my office. It's in my house where I'm sitting right now. It looks like a metal camera with antennas coming out of the back of it.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, ma'am. It's there.
I do believe it actually pulses some kind of frequency out of it also. You know, so it's very strange. My wife has gotten used to, and I've gotten used to seeing FEMA cars out in front of the house with the new FEMA decal on the front of them, on the side doors and everything else. I walked outside to actually confront one, walked out the front door, walked up to him. His car was already running, and he just speeds away. I live on a dead-end street on a dead-end cul-de-sac, off that dead-end, and nobody comes back to me. And it is strangely weird, you know. He gives me the high sign and flips his finger through me and then drives off. My wife always asks, she's like, there's somebody standing outside with a computer by a van. What have you posted on the Internet lately? You know, and sure enough, we go out there, and they notice that we're looking at them, they drive off. Recently we had black helicopters. It made the news. You know, I'm like, geez, did you hear about the black helicopter that landed somewhere in Bowling Green? Well, find out it's right by my house.
Yeah. Yes, that was a picture that was, yes, that was all over Twitter.
Yeah, and it comes up, and I go, like, wow, that's right down the street here in this gigantic 300-acre field where they dropped off, where they actually picked up two military people in full ghillie suits with weapons.
Wow. So I have something I want to run by you, and I wasn't planning on mentioning this, but now that you're I'm kind of getting a little paranoid now that you're talking about that device that you found. So my 20 years ago, I had some weird UFO stuff, and there was clearly, obviously, government stuff going on with me and that, the whole situation. So a year or so ago, I was living in an apartment, and one day I started to hear what I can only describe as if your cell phone was left on vibrate, and it would pulse vibrate. I would hear this pulse vibrating coming from within the wall, like near my head where I slept. I was never able to figure out where it's coming from, and I didn't think much about it until I moved again to where I'm at now. And at 2 a.m, I hear the exact same thing. It pulses 4 times, and it's a vibration, and I can't place where it's at. But when I looked outside the house, I noticed that the ground had been disturbed around where my head would be, and now I'm kind of paranoid that I'm getting pulsed with radiation or something. I don't know.
Well,
it's weird.
You know,
maybe I'm...
You know, that is highly possible. There are programs out that you can look at. Here in Kentucky, we have a drone program. A lot of the drones out here, and they're heavy in Arkansas also, and I'll be talking to... Sherry a little bit later about a guest in Arkansas that may be able to go really deep into the drone program with you. But, they do have a frequency where they are bombarding people with these frequencies. And it is a frequency to, and I'm sorry to say, paranoid or not, but to dumb you down, to get you to be compliant, to change your thoughts. And frequencies are, you know, even in the abduction zone, we have dealt with, and Maria has dealt with, an individual who is also bombarded with these frequencies, and but he has the ability to be able to recreate this frequency in his head and communicates with the alien beings in that manner, and can actually do some amazing stuff. I'd love you to talk to him also. Maria, what do you think on that subject of frequencies?
Well, have you ever noticed sometimes that your ears will just ring for no reason? You'll catch a real high pitch.
Noise. Yeah.
Well, see, that's part of it. That's
tactile tinnitus, where I can hear my heartbeat. I also get the ringing. Sometimes, usually it's late at night and it's just screaming. I try to be rational about things, and I don't want to be super paranoid, but I just, when I hear those vibrations come, and it's not just me, somebody else was staying here one time and was like, "What is that?" And I'm like, "I don't know." But it doesn't sustain long enough to where I can investigate it to find out where exactly it's coming from.
Exactly. But it is, I have done some cases of, conspiracy theories go all over the place. I had a woman contact me one time, and she was in Owensboro, Kentucky. And I went up there, and she says, I walked into her house. She's got aluminum foil behind his chair, a tin can lid over it. And she says, they're beaming this thing in, I went with the Olympic equipment, natural Brightfield meter, everything else. And sure enough, I'm picking up signals for this stuff. And I'm like, going, wow, that's kind of weird. And she says, well, they watch my house all the time. And as I'm there, I'm noticing vehicles going by, and I'm noticing also in the back, she says, look over there, that guy's been parked there the whole time. Well, after spending about 2 hours with everything else, I go over to an area where a guy is sitting in a telephone truck, just staring at the back of her house. And I decide, well, I'm going to just pull up and see what happens. And he takes off immediately as I start walking towards his vehicle. I get out, pull down the road, and go down about maybe 4 blocks. And that same vehicle tries to run me off the road.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
You know, for what it's worth, but it's just awful. You know, there's just so many odd things out here. And people are, you know, the first thing they want to do is say, oh, yes, you're paranoid. Oh, yes, you're this. But really, the idea of it is you have to have an open mind. Not an open mind so open that your brain falls out, but, you know, you have to understand that there are, you know, and I always tell people, look, it's the bottom line, and people don't like to hear this, it is good versus evil. And if you don't believe that, just search around, and that's the truth. You know, the biggest conspiracy about, you know, you've got the Georgia Guidestones, you know, you've got the Bilderberg Group, where you got Bohemian Grove. You know, you've got all of these things out there that all are mentioning, you know, Illuminati, all this stuff has been out there. And then you've got the big ones that everybody talks about, chemtrails. My gosh, chemtrails just blow me away. You know, I have had several arguments with some people about it, and they say, well, you're going to tell me that really that there's a guy flying a plane that's poisoning us. And I'm like going, yeah, well, you ever think maybe they don't know they're actually doing it? But, you know, chemtrails, there are vehicles out there that are spraying. We've all seen pictures of it. We've all seen it. Currently right now, there are pictures coming out where the chemtrail comes across. They stay for hours. They turn into a cloud. You know, it has been documented that they're spraying aluminum and barium. We all know what aluminum can do to you, and barium. You know, so it's one of these things. You know, and people say back in 2001, Dennis Kucinich put a bill out in the 107th Congress. And I always tell people, I say, if you really want to know what's going on, look at the real proof of what happened. So I would refer your listeners to H.R. 2977. And this was an act of keeping our space clear, of damaging from destroying objects in outer space, in our atmosphere, and all this other stuff. And as you go down through the articles of what they determine as what they're trying to get away from in the terms of exotic weapons and these uses they use, and this is in 2001, and if the United States government is talking about this, this means we've already had them in place, and they're mentioning them in an article they're trying to pass a bill with, and they mention electronic weapons, psychokinetics, information weapons, chemtrails, high-altitude, low-frequency weapon systems, plasma, electronic, magnetic, sonic, and ultrasonic weapons, laser weapon systems, strategic, theater, tactical, or extraterrestrial weapons, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate, and tectonic weapons. Now, this was in 2001, and it is in a bill of our U.S. government. Now, what happened to this bill? The DOT finds that after it's put out that they have a conflict with it, and nothing has been done to it since 2002. They tried to review the bill. They took all that information, but that's a scary thing when you look at it and people say, that stuff doesn't exist. Well, isn't it strange that our government is saying that we want to stop this? That someone is actually saying we want to stop it? And all of those things means that chances are we've already had them.
So what do you think? The topic of conspiracy theory is so broad. What do you think, you know, when you're dealing with chemtrails and all this electronic surveillance, is the end result mind control? Is that what their objective is, to keep the populace more subservient? Why are they going through this so much trouble?
The object of it is basically, you know, let's go to the Illuminati conspiracy, the Bilderberg conspiracy, the New World Order conspiracy, okay? Maria, you want to jump in on that and explain that to them? I can do it, but I know you know a lot about it, so I'll let you do that.
Well, the New World Order, and everybody wants to call it a conspiracy, but, I mean, even the first George Bush was talking about the New World Order. And, you know, you've got, what was it, back in June of 1992, the UN came up with Agenda 21. And, I mean, they've got a book out about it. They have a book, and it says it's written by the United Nations because they want people to know what their agendas are. And a lot of it is sustainable development and, you know, these big words, I guess you want to say, that they're using now. Because I know you've heard that on TV before, those, just the sustainable development. But what they're wanting is to keep everybody close and under guard, and they want to end poverty, and they want to give equal rights, you know, make everything equalized for women and children. Well, how are you going to do that? That means you have to pull them in close, and you have to keep an eye on them. And the only way you're going to end poverty or to end starvation is that you're going to have to spread the wealth. Well, my God, we've heard that term shoved down our throat for 8 years. You know, they don't want anybody to have more than somebody else. So what do? You level the playing field. It's even with the Environmental Act, that started in with all of the Al Gore thing. Climate change, global warming, whatever you want to call it. Nobody ever talked about that mess until the UN popped in with this Agenda 21. You were taught that it was just the cycles of the Earth. You have ice age, then the Earth warms up, and then you have another ice age. It's all a man-made, money-making way to control you scheme that the government comes up with.
Do they just want to equalize the average Joe? Are they going to stay? But they want to stay rich, so they'll still be rich and powerful, but everybody else will be more equal.
Exactly, that's what it is. Because you've got to have somebody to rule over the masses, and if they get everybody on government welfare, on government health, if you're totally reliant on them, then, you know, it's a dog's not going to bite the hand that feeds them. And that's what they want.
You know, I was reading on one of the sites that they say that cancer is a man-made disease.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
And look at it from that kind of viewpoint, because of what the things in our food, to the air we breathe, chemtrails, fluoride. You know, it makes me wonder. I almost believe that.
Well, it's kind of like, well, first of all, you mentioned fluoride, okay? And you know, the number one thing we have in our water system here is, geez, they put fluoride in our water, which is highly poisonous. It's related to even a nuclear bomb, nuclear radiation.
Toxic
waste. And, you know, they're putting it in your water. Why do you think so many people really are going to bottled water anymore? But the thing I always tell everybody is, you know, if you fluoride is supposed to help the children's teeth and make them stronger. They get you to believe all this, but it's all a facade on what they can make you believe. You know, and the biggest deal about it is that just pick up a toothpaste bottle, okay, or anything, any of your toothpaste, it all has fluoride in it. And the biggest thing that it says on it is it contains fluoride, do not swallow.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the dentists, I went to a dentist and they said, do you want a fluoride treatment, you know, after you get your teeth clean? I said, no. Well, it's good for you because you need healthy teeth, and this helps, you know, with the coating, and it helps prevent cavities. I mean, I'm sorry, but I feel like they're being persuaded and bought out by the, instead of the AMA, it's the dental association.
Well, you know, the whole thing about it is that, you know, let's look at, you mentioned cancer, you look at all this stuff. There is no money in treatments, in cures. So they don't want to cure any of this stuff. They want to make drugs for us all to take that affect us in 100 different ways. They want to have us dumbed down where we rely on them and we take everything gobbling in by this thing. And, you know, there's people out there today that will say, oh, my gosh, I can't live. You know, there's so many people on welfare. They will want more and more people on it. They want people to just give up and let them take care of you, you know. But in the meantime, big pharmaceuticals, you know, are taking over and are, you know, we donate millions to cures, and oh, we got to cure MS, we got to cure cancer, we got to do all this stuff. There's no money in it if you cure it. You know, where it is the drugs that make money off the drugs that they feed everybody to it. You know, and the biggest thing, you know, we've got a friend of mine, and he always says, if you really want to know the truth, just follow the money. You know, and that is the truth. You have to open your eyes and follow the money. Because,
you know, it's like Race for a Cure.
Yeah.
Race for a Cure. That's a good example. I've never been, I'm a runner myself, and I've never been to Race for the Cure, but when I see that each major city, they charge $25 to $30 per entry, and you're talking about thousands and thousands. You mean to tell me for all that amount of money that they raise from Chicago to San Francisco, Portland, all these places, that they haven't had the cancer, you know, like cured?
Well, there has been cures for it, but most of the people, you know, look at the scientists. You know, when we talk about conspiracy theories and all the things that are out there, look at all of the scientists that have passed under mysterious circumstances. You know, and one of the weirdest things that ever was proven in a conspiracy, and it was, you know, people were saying, geez, we've got this magic heart attack drug. Well, yeah, it was proven that the CIA does have a weapon that shoots an ice bullet that has a thing in it, and it simulates no wound, but it simulates a heart attack, you know, and that was proven back in the 80s, I think, you know. It's just criminal that we have so many people that die of mysterious death. And you talk about Hillary Clinton, all the things that she's been associated with and the Clinton Foundation has, you know. I won't even get into that, but just look at how crazy we really are when you get to that, you know. And we're talking about the Illuminati, the Bilderberg groups, all that other stuff. And, you know, in Georgia, mysteriously, here comes this 19-foot-tall stone structure that is known as the Georgia Guidestones. And on it, it has 10 agendas. And it's basically maintain humanity under 500,000 in perpetual balance with nature. Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. unite humanity with a living new language, rule passion, faith, and tradition, and all things with tempered reason. Protect the people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Avoid petty laws and useless officials. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seek harmony and empathy, and be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. And this is posted out, and you know you're talking about, geez, they want to get you to drink fluoride. They want to cut down your lifespan. They don't want us all here. You know, they only need a few slaves to handle the, to do the work while they reap the rewards. You know, that goes in far as you talk about underground bases, the dumbs out there, all the problems, you know, supposedly we've got super trades that run all over the country. We have 213 bases. The biggest one that I can think of, and Maria knows about it, is Ard Mountain in Pennsylvania. That's where Flight 93 has been stored since it was blown up in Pennsylvania. No one's seen it, no one else, but it is stored there. And why are they hiding that? Did they blow it up? Was it shot down? Why can't you see, and why does it happen to be kept underground in a place that we'll never be able to investigate?
The Iron Mountain is also an underground bunker that is rumored that whenever whatever comes along to wipe us out, that's where they're all going to go. And when they come out, whoever's still alive, I guess that's who they'll rule over, because they're going to need help. There's your FEMA.
Yeah. You know, you talk about geoengineering also. You know, look at what that's done to us. And it's weird. I mean, when I grew up, you know, yeah, I was tall for my age, and young girls look like young girls. Today, a young girl looks like she's 20 when she's 10. What's causing that? I mean, they can grow a chicken to full ability in 2 weeks. You know, proven fact. And what are they doing? You're eating that chicken, and you're eating these geo-engineered foods. What is happening to your body? You know, all the things that are there, it's things that we all have to look at, we all have to be aware of. It's not paranoia. It's just letting people know, don't eat and don't sit there and take everything that they say, you know, because it's not for the betterment of man. It's for the betterment of the government and other peoples. The one world order. You know, when they talk about one world order, they're talking about all the world being one, you know, not as being ruled by one person. And I don't know if you're religious or not, but that kind of seems like here comes the Antichrist type thing to me.
Do you think that's even possible to unite the world? I mean, you have all these rogue nations, but it makes you wonder when you start invading all these countries if there's not some underlying motive behind it that we're not being told.
I would say, yes, I think it's probably possible, because look at what's gone on with the euro and everything else. They have totally, you know, in the United Kingdom and Eastern world, what did they do? They got rid of everybody's money and they made one money, okay, the euro. You know, so yeah, they're slowly bringing all of that forward.
See, and then Britain just threw a kink into that, because they've separated from the European Union. So you've got people that are going to buck the system. It's just you've got to worry about what's going to happen after they do.
Do. Right. Exactly.
You know, that's like the FEMA camps that we've got. I've got a girlfriend of mine that she was letting me know one of her friends is in the National Guard, and he got to talking to her about the changes that's happening in just that little National Guard area. And this is very close to where I live. And that's one thing that bothered him was when they turned the barbed wire inward instead of leaving it outward. You leave it outward, you're protecting what's inside, but if you turn it inside, you're protecting, you're keeping in what you've got locked up.
Hmm.
No,
wow.
And we are currently investigating that. We don't want to get too much about it. We don't want to say what it is or anything else, but it is truly
happening all over the country.
It's happening everywhere. And whether we're getting ready, you know, you hear Obama and martial law and everything else. Well, geez, what do you think is happening, you know? And we saw the thing in Dallas, you know, and Maria King's calling us a little bit too. Just happened. Well, you know, the governor of Texas is one of the areas that wanted to challenge the government and say the states need to, they're not going with the Constitution. And there's a major problem here. And we want to control them. We want them to stay with the Constitution. And we want to reenact our rights that we have as the Constitution by each state. And so what do you have? You have problems with that. Well, the next thing you know is what goes hand in hand with this is when the police have problems and the police are being shot at and everything else. What do they pass? They pass that the military will now come in and help the police. Basically, what you have is a military state. And we've already, or martial law, and we've already seen that in, after the Boston bombings, where they told everybody to stay off the streets. You have a curfew, you have this. And what do? They all obeyed, and they all did the right thing. But what happens? You are being complacent to martial law. That is martial law when your rights and everything else are taken away from you.
They just kind of call it a state of emergency instead of calling it martial law.
Yeah.
So what do you think about it? Go ahead.
You know, if you declare martial law and you're the president of the United States, there'll be no election. There'll be nothing. Martial law, you will never leave office. You can't leave office underneath martial law.
Hmm.
That's a weird thing to think about.
We do have a caller. I don't know if they're listening or not. Do you want to they might have a question. I don't know, but they could just be listening to the show. Do you want me to bring them on?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
Let's see.
So what
caller,
do you think
you're
about
live on Paranormal Horizons.
Hello. How are you? It's Mike from New York. I think I've called into your show before.
Hey, Mike. How's
Hi,
it
Mike.
Going?
How you doing?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Pretty good. A little concerned. You guys are touching on a lot of stuff that, you know, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say that I'm going 1,000,000% with and agreeing with you guys across the board. I mean, I listen to what's being said, and I've heard the topics brought up by other people, the Bilderbergs and all this other stuff and everything. And a lot of it I blame on, to tell you the truth, the government. Not in the way that a lot of you are thinking of, but the incompetence of the government has created a hole, a vacuum, where because the government is so screwed up, it doesn't have answers. The people are asking for answers. And the only thing we have for the masses that are out there, the American public, to grasp, because we're not getting the answer from the government, is all of the conspiracy theories. Because we have nothing else to guess, because they're not talking to us. They're not telling us stuff. Whereas you took stuff one by one and really looked at it and say, okay, we're overreacting from being nervous, but the government set us up for that. They fertilized the field, so to speak, and they've got, I mean, there are 3 million conspiracy theories that are out there, billions of them over the years, going back. And I think that, and the government has given us reason to not trust them. If you take a look at some of the stuff that's been done in the past, but I wouldn't say a lot of the people that I run into when I have the discussion, they make it sound as if they think there's one big fat guy in a three-piece suit smoking a cigar sitting in an office and he's directing all of it. And no, Daddy Warbucks is not out there directing all of it, and all the banks are not working together, and because the main thing that works in our favor is human nature and greed. So when people say the banks, oh, the bank, no. You think these banks would cut each other's throats if they could, because they're all out there for the buck. And that's the Rothschilds and Chase and you name it. They want to be on the top. And somebody that can picture, they say, well, the banks sit it all together and they control the world international. No, they don't. They're competing with each other. And they would rather kill each other than, no, there is nothing like that. I base myself on, I'm a World War II historian. So it's easy for me to make parallels just alone from the 1940s up to today and just look at it and go, oh, my God. Plus, yes, I'm one of those Freemasons. Oh, yes. I'm a member of the Masonic Lodge and here in New York State. And I hear this stuff, and all I can do is shake my head and go, oh, my God, where do they come up with this stuff? Guys, it's a fraternity. It's a fraternity that was started back in the day where they wanted to set values. And back when people needed those values, where if I met somebody in the 1700s and he went through his degrees, that I knew I could count and trust that man with my life and my family's life, that because he was part of a fraternity that you swore an oath to, something that meant something. Your word meant something back then. Values were different back then. So, yes, are some of these fraternities outdated today? In a huge way, a lot of them are. But a lot of us try to keep it alive and keep the values alive. Are we doing world domination? Well, according to the Nazis, we were with the Jews. A lot of Masons got put in concentration camps. But people don't talk about that. They say, no, it was world domination. The Freemasons they've got rooms under the White House full of gold. And it's like, oh, my God. So, I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff that's out there, and I listen to it, and I just nod my head and go, oh, God, help us. But I know people are paranoid, and I understand why they're paranoid, because the people that are in charge can't be trusted. They don't talk to us. They don't know what they're doing to begin with. The people that we have in charge right now are incompetent. So
there is one video, Mike, that I want you to try to find, and that was Obama's speech that he did at the North American Leaders Summit June 29th of this year. And he specifically says in here that they are doing an integration of economies into a global economy. And that's done.
But see, like I said, getting back to human nature, and the thing that happened with Brexit proves it. Mm-hmm. Proves it.
Yes.
You can never legislate human behavior, human nature, and there's a nationalist pride. Each country has a pride in their own country. And now it doesn't, maybe it might happen like 2,000 years from now. We'll all be gone. But by then, I could see maybe. But worldwide, I think the education level and everything will come up a lot, and it'll be a different world 2,000 years from now. I don't think I'd want to see it, to tell you the truth. I feel bad enough for the kids that are growing up today.
Well, the whole plan is, and you can go look at the agenda that they've had in place for, it's called the 2030 agenda.
Agenda 2030. They've decided they're not moving fast enough, and they want it done, excuse me, within the next 14 years.
Years.
You know something?
I'll tell you what.
Go on. Oh, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
You know, it goes into education. It goes into sharing the economy. Shows into all that stuff in this agenda, and it's damn scary. And hopefully, that when all this comes around, I don't want to be here.
It's come back in their face. Did you see?
You know,
how many people are fighting Common Core? Common Core. How many people are fighting
stuff? Oh yeah, is that not?
Because now
that's just incredible.
It's coming back in their face because now they're starting to realize, oh, shit, well, you know, maybe now there are each one of these different factions have their own agenda. They're not sitting
right
down at a table. You've got rich people like Gates and all these other ones that, no, this would be a good thing. They have a I'm better than you attitude, holier than thou, whatever, that they think they're going to dictate to us what's going to be better for the schools and how a utopian view for the world when it doesn't work. It doesn't
right.
work, and they don't get it. They don't. They've never been down to the level that. I mean, I lived in L.A. for 11 years. I was there during Rodney, O.J., the floods, the fires. I was there. I was putting out a cigarette when the Northridge quake hit. We were in Granada Hills,
yeah.
right next to Northridge.
Wow.
So I've seen how humanity, how we act over here when the shit hits the fan, so to speak, and it's not pretty. So all of a sudden, all the liberals and all the ones who had the ideas about, oh, we can do this in the world, and oh, what a wonderful place and everything else. I mean, during the Northridge quake, and I think I said this on your show before, I had one neighbor before the quake that told me that I was part of the plague on America.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious. You know, the funny thing about it, you live in New York, you know, and,
what?
You know, you living in New York, you've got some interesting things. You know, you got the Montauk Project up there. You had all kinds of interesting stuff going on.
Right.
Lyme disease comes from that area. I can't remember the name of the facility that's up there.
But the thing that I wanted to say quickly was when the quake hit, we had Mexican gang members looting in the neighborhood as soon as the earthquake stopped. They were coming through with pickup trucks. And we called Devonshire Division Police, and we tried to get police up there quickly, and they had me try calling Foothill Division. And Foothill Division, which was farther away from me, they told me, they said, try to get a license plate and stay away from them. I said, are you kidding? And they said, if the cop told me, if you have no other options, can you defend yourself? I said, yes, I can. And he said, you understand what I'm saying? I said, yes, I do. And he said,
yeah.
Do what you have to do and call us when you're done. Now, that liberal that told me that I was part of the plague on America came knocking on my door asking to borrow a shotgun.
Of course.
Right.
Now, do you see? And I told him, I said, number one, you know nothing about firearm safety. You expect me to just give you ammo and a shotgun and just give you a gun? Are you out of your mind? You called me a plague on the United States, on our society. And now you're here asking to borrow a firearm? When reality comes to the dinner table, all the utopian common core bullshit, all the Obama, all that goes out the window. Reality hits.
Yeah.
I was
going to
say,
right.
we're actually running out of time, Mike, but I want to thank you for the call. And we got to wrap up the show. We only got a couple minutes
promise,
left.
Mike.
Oh, too bad you can't go on overtime. But all right, that's fine. I'm glad to call in. I'll mute myself so I can still listen in.
Thanks for calling in, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, we got a couple of minutes left. You got any final thoughts on conspiracy?
Well, you know, my final thoughts is that, you know, just like Mike was mentioning, there are thousands of them. If they go into UFOs, you've got HARP, you've got all these things. And the best thing that I can suggest is for people to truly look. You know, there are things that are happening in the earth right now. I guess it's best for me to just let Maria talk for a second. Just tell them what's happened in the last week, Maria, if you want to.
Oh, gosh. You started out at, like, June 28th. You know, you had the Istanbul suicide bombing, and then Obama goes in, and he's talking about the one world order and that it's happening, and they're going to do whatever it is to get us a one global economy. And all of the, let's see, who else? Then you had the, with the Dallas shooting, if you think about it, if you put that timeline together, the Texas governor come out talking about that he was wanting the states to meet. They can do it the first Monday of November of every year, and it's to keep the federal government in check. And he wants the states to come together with him to do this. And then you had the Dallas shooting like a day or two after he comes out and says that. So what are, you know, they're sending them a signal. They're letting them know. And it's just a global control thing.
Do you think a lot
of these shootings
are completely fabricated, false flag attacks? I mean, I just think some of those things would be very hard to fabricate. But I don't know, because you were talking about crisis actors. How are we supposed to tell the difference between something that's legit and something that's not?
Most of the times, what you're going to see is that whenever they are interviewing these people, the first thing they start crying, and it's supposed to be somebody's mother, and then they're crying, they're going, oh, you've got to do something about the assault rifle. Are you kidding me? If somebody shot and killed my son, that's the last thing I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about what they better be doing. They better hang him out in the public somewhere for everybody to see. It's just you can pick up on the subtleties, and you can also research these people online, and you usually find their acting tapes that they've submitted.
Yes, either that or you know that they're involved with an agenda. You know, you even go back to the Sandy Hook thing. That was the weirdest type of experience. And there's tons of conspiracy about Sandy Hook. And was that a false flag? And, you know, we just have to be very careful on where we're going with this. Be aware. Don't accept what they want to push down your throat. You know, if you are complacent and you are God-fearing and you have a family and everything else, for gosh sakes, do your research. Look around you and know that, you know, golly, we don't need FEMA camps. We don't need these things that are going to, that are basically here to imprison us, to force us into a way of life. You know, heck, we just had the, you know, Jade Helm stuff here in, you know, 50,000 troops were in Tennessee preparing for a major earthquake that can destroy our economy and our world. And I wouldn't doubt it if they would actually plan to do it. And I've seen some articles that say they were planning on putting bombs in certain areas to actually cause it. You know, it's just insane. Well, you know what happens, and you know it is crazy. The best
Maria,
thing.
I have a question.
Sure.
Before we go, I have a question. What do you think about maybe mandatory computer chips or chips underneath the skin? Do you think that it's going to get to that point where they're going to make us do that, where they're going to insert chips underneath our skin to identify us and keep them up?
Yeah, well, you know what's funny? I've lived in several states and everything else, and I was up in Chicago, and this was in the late 90s, and there was a guy in front of me, and it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. He actually never pulled out his wallet to pay for everything. He ran his hand over the scanner and paid for everything over his scanner. And I just sat there like going, what the hell did I just see? So they have the technology now. They have nanotechnology. They have all that stuff. And, of course, you know, even our credit cards now have – a little chip inside of them. You know, not, you know, you don't swipe them. You put them in there, and they say it's for security reasons. You know, all of this stuff that they have, I mean, they just train you to believe that that's what you need. You need this stuff. You know, it goes back to when I worked for Verizon for a while, and they came out with a program that said, okay, guess what? We've got this great thing where you can on your phone, you can put a fence around it, and you'll be able to tell where your child is at all times to help them. And then I went to teenagers, and then the next thing you know, U.S. Sprint comes out and says, geez, guess what? We got a way to track with your mobile phone. We can track where your businesses are. So if you're got a truck driver and he's sitting in a bar, you'll know it. And it's all the stuff they sell to you. But what is it? They have a way to control you to know where you are. We all have GPSs in our vehicles now. We all have OnStar. You have all these things. And believe me, they know where you're at every single minute of the day. And we've already, thanks to Snowden and everything else, we already know that the NSA and everything else is watching us. You know, and what they declare you to be as a terrorist or whatever they want to declare you, it's terrible.
So you get a lot of people saying, oh, I don't have nothing to hide. That's the biggest thing. I don't care. I don't have nothing to hide.
Yeah, well, that's the bad thing about it. You know, the people, those are the ones that are buying into everything, and they want to be taken care of. They don't want to work. They want to stay on government assistance, you know. I know there was a lot of people who lost their jobs. What do they do? They don't go out and look for jobs. Most of the people, they get unemployment, and then they extend the unemployment for 3 years. You know, so, geez, who's going to go look for a job when you're getting paid? And the biggest thing, I said, why don't you look for a job? Well, I can't find a job that's going to pay me for what I'm getting on unemployment, and they're still keeping it, so I'm just going to sit around the house and do it, or I'm going to work on the table somewhere else, or all this stuff. It's just criminal.
Well, you talk about government control with unemployment. Here you are. You paid for your unemployment, but you got the big brother telling you how many people you got to contact and search for work and this and that and everything else when it's your money that you paid for your unemployment.
Exactly. And you know what? The taxpayers, the people that are out here, are the ones that pay for it all. Everything that's coming around in our taxes, and we pay for everything. So, like we always say, follow the money.
Well, it's like consumers. You buy stuff. You buy stuff, and then you end up paying to throw it away. You buy the stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just terrible. And, you know, when we talk about, you know, we didn't talk about a lot of the stuff that's out there, but, you know, I have a love for UFOs and other things. You know, you've got Project Blue Beam. You've got Project Spice, which is stratospheric particle injections for climate engineering, which is gigantic in the UK. They use it continually. The U.S. says, well, we're not involved in that, but I've actually known people that are involved with Project Spice here in the States. And, you know, it's scary stuff, you know, climate control, all this stuff. And believe me, when you go through all the flooding and you go through all the stuff we have, when the government starts a program, they feel that they need it, you know. And they're not going to stop it. Well, now we started it, we have to continue it, because what happens if there's a drought or we don't have food to feed the billions? You know, it's ridiculous.
The world is out of control. Well, we're actually out of time, so we've got to wrap this up. But clearly an hour is not enough time to cover the subjects. I mean, we just kind of touched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
So I would like to get you guys back. We could hit this again, because it's just not enough time.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah, we
don't even scratch
do
the surface.
Oh,
and there's more callers.
Well, we
could
take
callers
it one by one. we could take it one by one. But we sure do appreciate the opportunity. And it's just it's for us and for everybody, and I hope they understand, it is just trying to educate people to think outside of the box a little bit. Look at some of this stuff. It's not all about paranoia. It's not all about these things. You know, Mike mentioned, geez, you know, when his neighbor comes over and wants to borrow a gun because he's the one that caused all the trouble. They like me, the people stay away from me like the plague, but as soon as something weird happens, they come to my house and want to know what's going on. You know. So, yeah,
well, thank you
really
both
weird.
For coming on the show this
well,
evening.
Thank you all.
And,
thank
we'll
you, guys.
You
thank you, Maria.
Thank you.
It was our pleasure.
We'll have to
look
have you
to
back, definitely.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
All right.
That's awesome.
You all
all right.
Okay, you
have,
too.
Have a great
thank
night.
You.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night. Wow. It's pretty heavy duty, isn't it?
It's such a big subject. You can't really, I mean, you can only kind of just skim the surface. You can't really get, I think next time we're going to have to break it down to some of the biggest, more interesting ones so we can cover it in depth. But just the show is making me more paranoid now. Now I'm definitely 10 times more paranoid than I was before we had this show. But
Jason.
What do we got lined up next week?
Pretty tentative right now, but I will announce it on the Facebook page. As soon as we solidify our next guest, I will definitely let our viewers and listeners know.
Awesome. Well, with that, and do you have anything else, Sherry?
No, I don't.
Cool. So, yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight and for the people that called in. Sorry we couldn't get to a couple of people that called in towards the end there because we're wrapping it up. And check out the Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons on Facebook. We'll be back next Sunday, 8 p.m. West Coast time, and hope everybody has a great week.
Peace.
Good night.
Take care, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.